You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Tom, Austria were quite quietly fancied, I think, for the Euros, or to do well in the Euros, but they failed to make it past the group stages. They didn't score against Hungary or Portugal, and then were beaten by Iceland. It's difficult to take a team seriously that get beaten by Iceland, Tom. Austria, I'm not sure what to make of them. I don't think they're that good, actually.
No, I don't think they're that good. I just think they had just one of those runs, didn't they? And I know you can look at a qualifying campaign and say, well, you can't say that when it's spread over a, you know, a number of games, and, you know, particularly the kind of teams that were in their group. But I think that's what it's been. I think they've got some headline players, and, you know, obviously Alaba is their main man, but, you know, he's a player who plays defensively for Bayern Munich, and all of a sudden he plays for his country, and they want to throw him on the wing, through the middle. They'd play him up front if they could. And I don't think Austria are up to a huge amount. I was very concerned with them when we were looking ahead of the Euros. I looked at their friendly results, and I don't normally pay too much attention to friendly results, but the run that they'd had in qualifying, I expected them to be sweeping teams, you know, aside in the run-up to the tournament. But they lost three out of the five home friendlies before the Euros. And, you know, apart from players like Dragovic, Arnautovic, Alaba, I don't think there's a huge amount there. And you know, they lost Christian Fuchs. He retired after the shambles of the European Championship. So I don't really have much to make with them, really. Their form's not great. As you say, getting beat by Iceland. Who on earth could get beaten by Iceland and then go on and bounce back? And Wales, well, look at them. You know, this is a team that won four matches in the Euros. They've beaten Moldova 4-0. And you might look at that. Some people might look at that and say, oh, well, yeah, so they should. But that Moldova side, they hadn't conceded more than two in the last 10 European qualifiers. So they're a team that have not been giving much away. So that was a big result. Ramsey's obviously at a big blow, but this is a Welsh side that I think they averaged 2 points away from home in each of their matches in the European qualifying campaign. So I'm looking at it and thinking both teams to score would be my play. Austria have scored in the last 14 qualifying games. Wales have kept just one clean sheet in the last eight. I think it's set up for both teams to find the back of that. I'm not sure whether Wales will win. They're good enough to get a result, but I'm going to be playing both teams get on the score sheet here.
11-10 it is for both teams to score in the match. I suppose Wales draw no bet might be worth a look on the William Hill website as well. And Derek, Wales did do exceptionally well in Euro 2016, so we can kind of expect them to continue that form in the qualifying for the World Cup, or I can anyway. I can see them doing quite well.
Well, yeah, but they were lucky there, weren't they? So says the Austrian manager, Koller. He's really got Chris Coleman's hooter in the build-up to this. I mean, you know, I think you're right. I think Tom's writing off Austria a bit much there because, okay, they're actually England, aren't they? They're the Teutonic version of England. They waltzed through the qualifying campaign and then were absolutely useless in the tournament proper and ended up getting beat by Iceland. The difference is they've got a decent manager and we're still looking for one. It's not Austria v Wales, this. This is Alaba v Bales. I mean, I'm not saying these are one-man teams, but the one-man teams. You could argue that Wales have a two-man team with Aaron Ramsey, but he ain't there. And I think that's a big absence for them because I know Bale is the headline maker, and rightly so. He's an unbelievable player. But Ramsey quietly makes Wales tick, and I think they might find it hard without him. You know, the fact that Austria have won their last 10 qualifying matches, you know, they've won their last 10. That's unbelievable. I'd suggest they've got plenty in their locker. They're probably looking at each other as thinking, well, these are our main rivals for qualifying. And when you get a match like that, generally it's a sort of after you Claude affair. I don't think both sides will score this. I'm edging towards a 0-0 scoreline because, you know, one thing the Austrians have got is experience, and they'll know that. Stop Bale, you stop Wales. Yeah, I don't think he's going to see too much of the ball, to be honest. I think this is going to be a low-scoring draw.
The 0-0 draw is 7-1 in the match. Austria 13-10. I think if you're looking at the goal scorers in the markets here, Sam Vokes could be worth a look. He's got two in his last three for the national team. He's 13-5 to score any time.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.